I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And welcome back to the Bullseye Saints Hour, an inside look at the black and gold. Bullseye, the official tailgate of the New Orleans Saints. We opened the show talking with Saints and Pelicans owner Miscale Benson, who talked about the role and the relationship with former NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue, who died on Sunday at the age of 84. We're now joined by the president of the North American venues for Legends Global. They are the managing operator of Caesars Superdome, owned by the LSED, the state entity that owns the building, as I'm sitting in the studio of WWL Radio. So I think that's about everybody I work for right here in one thing. So, Doug, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mike.
I mean, I can't imagine the daunting task. We just had the 20th anniversary of Katrina. September rolls around after August 29th of 2005, and the daunting task of rebuilding. But to me, go back to really the decision to do it. Like, that's the hard part. I mean, doing it was hard enough, but the decision to do it and how Paul Tagliabue, Tom Benson, and really the state and everybody's involved.
Well, it all unfolded in the days and weeks after Katrina. If you recall, it was probably 2 weeks before we could actually get back into the building and do an assessment. But kind of fast forward to October, we had already planned to play 4 Saints games at LSU so we could keep some connection to the fan base. And Paul and Roger Goodell and Joe Brown came down to an LSU game on October 29th. We played, the Saints played the Dolphins on the 30th, which was a Sunday. And I never will forget, we had a breakfast meeting, Paul Tagliabue, Roger Goodell, Joe Brown, and I, at 7 a.m. on Sunday morning. And he asked me, who is this Louisiana Recovery Authority, and what are we talking about in terms of recovery and dollars? And one of the great moments was I said, well, you know, Commissioner, FEMA pays to replace. They don't pay to upgrade. He said, what do you mean? I said, well, you see that ceiling tile there? If it was damaged by water, they'll pay to replace it, but they will not pay to match the other ceiling tiles in the room. He said, well, you can't have that. He said, you know, it can't be the same old Saints and the same old Superdome. It's time for you to do something different. Now, that was a very powerful statement. You think about when he made that. It was October 30th, 2005. People were still evacuated from their homes. There probably weren't 20,000 people living in Orleans Parish at the time. So I began to think about that, and I said, you know, he's right. We've got to find a way to make it a better building. And we came up with the idea to refinance our bonds at that time, to come up with $65 million in new money. Fast forward to December. He came in, if you recall, Mike, he came in on December the 5th. It was the Monday after the last Saints game played at LSU. I never will forget this. They played the Chicago Bears. I think the score was 33-10. The Bears won. There were 27,000 people in attendance. And I walked out of that stadium that day, and I never will forget hearing a man tell his son, he said, son, turn around and get a good look at the Saints today because it's the last time you'll see them in Louisiana. Now, that resonated. But Paul came into New Orleans the next day. We toured the Ninth Ward. We toured the Saints facility. We wound up at the Superdome. We walked through what was a gutted building. You know, we'd taken all the ceiling tiles and carpet and drywall out. And that was the day that he said, you know what? I think we can put this back together. And you may remember there was a front page picture of he and I walking out of the Smoothie King Center. We had a press conference at the Smoothie King Center because it wasn't as severely flooded as the dome. So we were using that as kind of our media briefing area. And the headline said, Tagliabue doubts dome's readiness for the next season. So it was probably 4 or 5 days after that that Roger called me and said, hey, the commissioner wants to know if you can get the building open by September. And I said, what? We had just told him it was going to take 2.5 years and over $200 million. And, you know, it's like one of those moments where, you know, what do you say? I said, well, give us a few days and let us think about how we could do that. And called him back about a week later. And we came up with this idea. And I give Trey Trahan all the credit for this, our architect. He said, what if we just put it back together in a way to make it football ready? In other words, we won't have all the carpet in the suites. We may be serving off of folding tables, but we can play football if we make it safe for the fans. That was a brilliant idea. So we were going to cut the building, you know, cut the scope basically in half and do a two-part sort of renovation, first half being in 2006 and the rest of it being done in 2007. So that was the key when Paul came down in early December. And I'll remind people, this is very important, there were about 40,000 people living in Orleans Parish at the time. Now, you think about that, Mike. Tom Benson, Governor Kathleen Blanco, Paul Tagliabue, all said at that moment, we're going to, you know what? We're going to hold hands and jump into the deep end of the pool together. Because we didn't know whether we were going to be able to get it done. We were just in the early stages of negotiating with FEMA. But Paul's leadership, undeniably, was the backbone of this entire process. And from that moment, he put the full power of the NFL behind the renovation. And it gave us $20 million to get the progress underway, so we didn't have to wait for FEMA to reimburse us. So that was the moment. You asked me when did it occur? It was in early December when we all sort of held hands and said, we're going to do this.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And you and Paul became very close, and somewhere in that relationship, he talked about how important this, you know, rebuilding was. Of all the things he did as commissioner, it was up there because it impacted people.
You know, I never will forget that. I'll tell you a quick story. Right after Katrina, it was probably early September, we had our first meeting in Baton Rouge with Paul and the commissioner, now the commissioner, Roger Goodell, and several other NFL executives about playing those four games at LSU. So we had the meeting at Tiger Stadium in the LSU University suite. It's a, like a double large suite. So we took out all the tables and had a big U-shaped table there. But Paul got off the elevator and he walked right over to me, and with probably 30 people, you know, in the lobby. And he walked right over to me, and the first thing he said is, "How are you and Denise doing personally?" He said, "I know you lost your home. And is there anything I can do for you personally?" He said, "Is there any way I can help you?" He didn't walk over and say, "Hey, we got to figure this football situation out today. We got to figure out the schedule." That tells you all you need to know about Paul Tagliabue, the person. So he cared deeply about what happened in New Orleans and the displacement of all the citizens. And the last thing he wanted to do was turn his back on a city that was in such dire need. And I really believe, you know, on a personal level, that was so important to him. It was a human tragedy. He used to say that to me all the time. This was a great human tragedy. If you think about it, Mike, during his tenure as commissioner, two of the nation's greatest tragedies happened. 9/11, which obviously had an impact on New Orleans because we played the first Super Bowl here after 9/11 in 2002 under those extreme conditions, and then Katrina in 2005. He dealt with both of those in an unbelievable way, just with brilliant leadership, but just an unbelievable guy. I mean, he had a knack for walking in a room, listening, and distilling information down to just very simple terms, and then getting people to do things. Okay, but he did always feel like this ranked up there in the top two or three things. When I would ask him, "Where does it rank?" He said, "It's in the top three. I think if you listed them, it would be labor peace for 17 years. He was very proud of that. Unprecedented growth in the NFL. You know, new stadiums, 20 new stadiums built during his tenure. And the fact that he was able to get the Saints back in New Orleans after such a horrible incident with Katrina."
Right, because he couldn't stand, it was the NFL's credibility. If he didn't do it in New Orleans, he would, you know, and other things happened in other cities. You can't turn your back on a city. And he knew that.
He said that.
Yeah.
He said that to me. He said that on a couple of occasions. He said, "I knew that if we didn't stand in to help New Orleans, I would never be able to walk into another mayor's office or governor's office in a different state or city with any credibility. They would just not have any faith and trust." And that was important to him. That was his commitment to the league as an enterprise. He knew what it stood for, and he was not going to let us down. And, you know, and there were many owners. You and I have talked about this before, but there were many owners in the league who obviously weren't living here at the time. They didn't know the conditions. All they could see what they saw on television. And they were pressing Paul. "Are we going to be able to go back there? Will we be able to sell tickets? Can we even renovate the building? Let's forget about New Orleans." And Paul said, "No, we're not abandoning New Orleans. We're committed."
So then on September 25th of 2006, you stood above the plaza level, exterior concourse, atop where the banner was, looking out over a sea of people, of which you didn't know this, but my wife and I were there along with my sister-in-law and brother-in-law. We were the four people in that sea of people, and to unfurl that banner and opening up that building, man, gives me goosebumps, so I can't imagine what it makes you feel like.
It was an incredible moment. I'd forgotten about that. I was actually, you're right, I was standing up on the parapet wall there, a roof above the Gate C entrance, looking down on that massive sea of people, mainly because we were just worried about getting people into the building. They started gathering there at noon. We had never seen anything like it before. The way I describe it, it was like Jazz Fest and Mardi Gras rolled into one single day. You know, if you remember that day, people were walking down the street, just happy and just gleeful about being back in the dome. And then once that banner was lifted and people came in, I saw grown men and women just with tears in their eyes. And I have to tell you, I was very emotional myself. It was one of those out-of-body experiences. I never really thought when we all left the dome after Katrina that we would be back in that position 1 year later. So it was a remarkable effort. But, it was a special night, I think, for so many people.
And just a couple of minutes left, but it ended up being exactly what it was intended. Now, we've since renovated, but it was the icon in the sky on the landscape that would tell a region that if that building can come back in less than a year, then we can come back. We're open for business.
Well, that was actually something that I shared with the governor back in October of 2005, only a month after Katrina. When I went to see her, I remember the day. It was October the 11th, 2005, and we had an agenda. And the first thing on the agenda was, hey, we met with FEMA, Governor, 2 days before, and they tell us that they're going to reimburse us for this, but look, if we've got other priorities, you tell us it's either a green light or a red light. She said, no, you keep going. We got to renovate the Superdome because if we do, it will show the world that we're back. And that was our stake in the ground.
Yep. Where are you sitting right now?
I'm actually about to go to the gym and work out.
Are you at home or are you at work?
I'm not at work. I'm at the
There you go. All right, my friend. Paul Tagliabue, I know he was special. It was a tough day on Sunday. I appreciate the stories. I appreciate the time. Have a good workout. My best to Denise as well.
Thank you, Mike. He was a great man. We're going to miss him.
You bet.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site.
Lowe's, we help you save.
Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.